Boy, this SEC Big Ten power struggle is going to come right down to it because nobody's backing off. And it's wild. It's so interesting to like back up from Auburn and take a look at what's going on outside of Auburn. It's fascinating. It's a brand new Village Vice. He's Zach. I'm Brad. Thanks for being here. BuyAuburn.com presents every show that we have. So Tony Petitti yesterday, Zach, the Big Ten commissioner, comes out yesterday and says, we're not having any 16-team playoff discussions. It's 24, or we're going to hold what we have. That's important because he doesn't make a stand like that unless he's got the leverage to do it.
Right. Right. Yeah, and we've seen, you know, ESPN's come out and said that they like the 16 more, right?
Yeah.
Which is a little surprising because, like, I guess it's not surprising because ESPN and the SEC are in lockstep with everything.
Yeah.
So then the question is, if your assumption is correct, then he's not making those claims unless he's got, you know, the leverage and, you know, the power behind it.
Yeah.
Where's that power and leverage coming from?
Yeah. So it's a good question. I went back and looked at the top 100 highest rated football games from last season. And I took away bowl games and playoff games and conference championship games. How many of the 10 remaining do you think involve Big Ten teams?
Which ones did you take out?
I took out playoff games, bowl games, and conference championship. Basically all postseason games.
Okay. And how many were left? 10?
Well, of the 10 top remaining games, because like the most watched games were playoff games.
The 10 top remaining games.
So what are the top highest rated regular season games?
Gotcha.
My gosh, why couldn't I have just said that first? It would have been so much
easier. What's the time frame of this? Is it last year?
Last season. Okay.
So I'm thinking of the big matchups and then like Ohio State, Michigan.
Mm-hmm. That was number one.
And then like, I mean, Indiana's got to be sprinkled in there somewhere, right?
Nope.
Really?
Not in the regular season.
Not in the regular season.
No.
Yeah, like Indiana, Penn State was an incredible game, but people probably weren't watching it. Oregon?
No.
Oregon crack in there at all?
Let me go ahead and lay this out. Ohio State, Michigan was the highest rated regular season game.
Right.
Ohio State, Texas was the second highest rated regular season game.
That makes sense, yeah.
By the way, tell me early season games don't mean anything. Tell me early season non-conference games don't mean anything.
Who's telling you that? Are people telling you that?
Yeah, people who are against a 2014 playoff tell you it's going to devalue a regular season, that a 12-team playoff's already devalued it some, and that 24 would do more.
Hmm.
None of the other.
So they had two of the 10 remaining?
They had two of the top 12.
Two of the top 12 outside of.
Yeah.
Can you go through the rest of them real quick? Do you have all of them?
Yeah, I've got them. I've got them here.
Yeah, I'd like to hear them.
The third highest rated regular season game was Texas A&M, Texas.
Okay.
Four was Georgia, Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
Five was Auburn, Alabama.
Sure.
Six was Notre Dame, Miami.
Okay.
Seven was Florida State, Alabama. Seven was, or eight rather, was Oklahoma, Alabama. By the way, are you seeing a trend here?
Yes.
People love watching Alabama lose. They love watching Alabama lose. That's true, Zach. That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, it's objectively true. If Auburn hadn't made the comeback in the second half, that game wouldn't have had as high an audience.
That's, yeah, sure. I got you.
And yeah. and Florida State having Alabama over their knee the entire game, everybody flocked to that game. Anyway, that's 8. 9 was LSU Clemson. And 10 was Texas Georgia.
Gosh, that LSU Clemson, we thought was going to be such an important game.
Yeah.
What was the last one you said?
Texas Georgia.
Surprise, there's only one Notre Dame game on there.
Yeah.
And I don't remember this game. I remember all the other games that you mentioned. Notre Dame, Miami. I don't remember that game.
It's the first weekend of the season. It was a Sunday or Monday. It was the very first, week zero.
I'm pulling it up.
It was Labor Day weekend.
I don't remember this game.
And it wasn't on NBC. Was not on NBC.
Yeah, I think the most surprising one on there for me is probably Georgia-Tennessee.
Yeah.
But
12.5 million viewers for Georgia.
That's awesome. Tennessee. Yeah. Yeah. No, a lot of great games in there for sure.
So it's interesting that the Big Ten feels like it has this much power because the eyeballs are on the SEC still. I mean, all those games save Notre Dame, Miami, and Michigan, Ohio State.
Yeah.
Involved at least one SEC team. And as you go down the list, Alabama, Georgia, regular season, Ole Miss, Georgia, regular season, even Michigan, Oklahoma, even the next game on the list, the 13th highest rated regular season game, Michigan and Oklahoma had an SEC team in it. Oklahoma, Texas, Georgia, Georgia Tech has an you got to go down to 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, the 16th highest rated game to find another all Big Ten matchup, and that's Oregon, Penn State.
What other are there any other Auburn games that made that?
Georgia Auburn.
Okay.
Is like in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Auburn, Oklahoma is down in the 30s.
Okay.
And I feel like there was one more that was way on down. Maybe not. Nope. I don't see it.
Okay. So cool.
Yeah, but if you look at it from the lens of, does the Big Ten have the leverage? Do they have the power? Because that's what this is about, by the way. It's power. Most of life, if you want to get real serious, everything in life is about power.
Yeah. But, I mean, back to your original statement, Brad. Like, Petitti's not going to make this claim if he doesn't feel like he has it.
Yeah.
So I just wonder, why does he feel like he has it? Because the SEC is going to, I wouldn't be shocked if Sankey draws a line in the sand as well. And it's like, okay, like, what are we doing here then? And if the TV networks get into this, and ESPN's a major factor, obviously, they're going to side with the conference they're in bed with, which is the SEC. So,
yeah,
I just want to know where he feels like the power comes from. Because, it's great that they've won the last few national championships. That's fine. They have a handful of brands at the top, and then the drop-off is dramatic.
Yeah.
And you talk about the depth of the SEC as far as viewership, as far as fan base, as far as money, as far as influence. I think the list you just shared nails that, how deep this conference is.
Yeah. You know, there's geographically, they have the footprint of almost the entire country because they go from Piscataway, New Jersey to Eugene, Oregon, and Seattle and L.A. But okay, are people watching those games? You know, the NHL has a pretty international footprint, but are people watching their games?
Yeah.
So are networks paying top dollar to carry their games? I just, frankly, when we started this conversation, before I started looking up those ratings, I was kind of in line with, the Big Ten has more power and more leverage than it's ever had before. And if it wanted to break away and do its own thing and say the 16 teams or whatever they have now in the Big Ten, we're going to break away. We're going to be 20. We're going to add two more, be 22. We're going to do our own thing. I don't think they're in as good a position as the SEC is to do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the argument against that would be.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. Well, let's talk about Precision Tune Auto Care of Opelika.
Yes, we can agree on that as well.
You can beat the heat this beat summer. Look, I don't know about y'all. If y'all went outside this week already, it's already sweltering hot. Go into Precision Tune Auto Care of Opelika. Mention Beat the Heat from the Barn. They're going to give you a complimentary AC performance evaluation, a system pressure check, and a vent temperature analysis. Plus, you're going to get an exclusive offer just because you listen to or watch the Barn, $50 off qualifying AC repairs. So they're going to check it for you for free when you mention Beat the Heat, Beat the Heat, Beat the Heat. You got to say Beat the Heat when you go in. In fact, go in there waving your arms like yelling, Beat the Heat. They're going to check your AC system for free. And then if there's anything wrong with it, they're going to give you $50 off.
Incredible.
Yeah, but what's better than that?
Incredible.
And you're going to sit in like this plush hospitality driven area while you wait. So check out Precision Tune Auto Care of Opelika and be ready for the summer. Be ready to
beat the heat.
Beat the heat. There you go.
How late did you stay up watching SEC baseball last night?
I was gone by the third inning.
I was not far after you. Yeah. I think I made it to the fifth. And then I dozed off. Yeah.
Woke up in the middle of the night around 4, checked the score. I'm like, all right, so we're playing LSU. Cool.
Do you think that game will be tonight? Are you still 50-50?
I'm 65-35 that it'll be tonight.
I thought with as late as they started game 4 last night, where they didn't have to, they could have scooted everything back, and they didn't.
Well,
tells me they still want to be on schedule.
Yeah,
that's what that told me.
They did kind of have to last night because it's if you push that back now, you still got 4 games today. You got to get in, but they could have pushed game 4 back to Thursday and been fine.
Right.
But
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
No, that makes sense. The first game went so long yesterday that I did the math, and at the seventh inning stretch for game 1, if all the games had taken that long, the day would have ended at 2:50 a.m.
Oh, that's funny.
And there was a part of me, that chaos gremlin that lives within us all, that wanted that to happen.
Well, I mean, it's better for Auburn that they played super late last night, right?
It is. Yeah.
I mean, does it really like matter? I don't know. Like, these kids are in great shape. They're used to, you know, the back-to-back, you know, grind and all that. Does it really matter? I don't know. But
you're going to tell me college kids have a problem getting active at 9 o'clock at night?
Right. Yeah. You know. Yeah. Especially when, you know, I mean, these are D1 athletes. They're in great shape. They've got all the training and nutrition and, you know, all that. But still, like, it feels like it'd be better if, you know, all of our guys went to bed probably pretty early last night, right? Right? They weren't watching the game. They weren't up late, right?
You're right. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Now, they showed some of them at the game. They showed them at the game early on. And I'm sure right after those camera shots, they went straight to the hotel and went straight to bed.
100%.
Drank a little warm milk.
Teams love to sleep. Love to rest. Love to recover.
Right. Had some warm milk. Went straight to sleep. Said their prayers. On their knees beside their beds, hands folded, and then they got into bed and went to sleep.
Quality young men.
50% chance of scattered thunderstorms today. 60% chance of scattered thunderstorms tonight.
Oh, goodness.
Now, I'm using the same, you know, cheap app everybody else has. Yeah, I don't see rain moving in until like 9 or 10. Well, no, never mind, 11 or 12. You know what? I don't know, Zach. It's 50-50. I'm going to go back to 50-50.
All right.
Here's what was interesting. I don't know if we covered this on the show yesterday or not. LSU didn't start their weekend starters last week against Florida. They kind of conceded that whole series because they knew their only chance to make a regional was to win Hoover.
That makes sense.
So it does make sense. I haven't seen who they project to start against Auburn. It's a possibility because they didn't start their Friday night guy last night. There's a chance that Auburn sees a Friday night SEC starter on a week and a half rest in tonight's game. But, you know, that's kind of number one that we're waiting to find out.
Yeah, got to get on him early.
What I thought was interesting is that Butch Thompson yesterday said their pitching plan is going to be like, and this was the quote, I can't say we're going to go try to win the SEC tournament and then not, you know, pitch one of our main guys. So Jake Marciano is going to start for Auburn. The plan is going to be go Marciano to Sanders, and then you get Thursday off if you win.
Mm-hmm.
Alvarez Friday, Petrovic Saturday, and then probably Griffin Graves on Sunday. But if you get to Sunday, great. Awesome. You know, you're elated at that point.
Sure.
So I thought that was interesting that the attitude isn't, look, everything's in the bag, so this is meaningless. We'll just go out and have a good time. They're throwing their main guys.
Yeah, no, I love that Marciano's going whenever Auburn plays, whether it's tonight or tomorrow morning. Saw that he'll probably be around 70 pitches, which makes sense. Yeah. You know, don't stretch guys out for this, but
yep.
I do want to see them get out there. Sometimes I think sitting that long, like if they were to not pitch this week, like sometimes I think if you don't pitch for 2 weeks, like the rest is good, but it kind of takes you out of a rhythm, out of a groove.
Mm.
So I'm honestly glad they're going this week,
yeah,
for sure. And I hope they all get a chance to pitch. I hope it's not just Marciano.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. Can you imagine Auburn in the SEC tournament championship game on Sunday? It'd be outstanding.
Yeah, it'd be cool. It'd
be outstanding. So we're still going to have, like, we'll just do our show from Hoover.
I don't remember. I mean, sorry, Brad, to cut you off. Ahead. But, I mean, since I've really followed Auburn baseball, I don't remember them ever really going on a deep run.
No, it's been a long time.
I don't remember that happen. I mean, I think that'd be fun for sure. Now, look, I'd rather go on the deep run, much like in basketball. I'd much rather go on the deep run in the tournament, like when it matters, get to Omaha. But this team is built, I think, to win in a tournament like format like this.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, the depth of the pitching allows them to do it, and the fact that their bats tend to get better as a weekend goes on. So you could see tonight, like if they come out tonight, score two or three runs and still manage to get a win because it's Marciano and Sanders, I think the sky's the limit. Because I think every game that goes on in a weekend, we've seen the bats get better and better, usually. Not every time. It's a long season, but usually. No, and I'm with you, too, and I think most fans are like that. Like, we've seen Auburn struggle in Hoover and then come back and go 3-0 in a regional. Well, you take that.
Yeah, you much rather prefer that, 100%.
But why not? Let's go and.
Well, and that's the next step for this program, right? Who has been, you know, incredible over the last few years, and really since Butch Thompson has been here. But like it'd be great to play for and win an SEC tournament championship. Like that'd be awesome for this program, for the fans, and for the players. That'd be incredible. Yeah. And then say, all right, yeah, but we're not done. Let's go win the regional at Plainsman Park. But yeah, like Butch Thompson. Just feel like Butch Thompson deserves an SEC championship at some point. It'd be a great year for him to get one.
There are different ways to do it, too. There's not one model. There's not one template. When South Carolina was winning national championships, they would go two and out in Hoover all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they won back-to-back national titles that way. Tennessee, a couple of years ago, won the SEC tournament and then went on to win. So there is no... Well, if you do well here, you won't do well here. If you don't do well here, you will. That doesn't exist. It's a different year, different team. None of that stuff applies. Just go win.
Think about Auburn basketball 2 years ago, the best team that we've ever had. They fall apart at the end of the regular season, and then they get
fall apart.
Well, I mean, that's what the narrative was, right? Yeah, Auburn, they peaked too early. They stink.
Yep, scrap metal laying around.
Yeah.
It fell apart.
Yeah, they lose to a really good Bama team.
Yeah.
And then they really struggle in the SEC tournament. Oh, my goodness, they're done. It
fell apart.
They shouldn't even be in the tournament, let alone get the number one overall seed. Oh, my goodness.
You remember
they went to the Final Four.
You remember Bruce? Like, Bruce had a press conference, I think maybe after the SEC tournament loss, and somebody asked him if he was concerned. And Bruce didn't often do this. but he really got like that really ruffled his feather. And he made eye contact with the guy. He's like, yeah, I'm really concerned. I'm really concerned. I can't wait to watch us play. I'm really concerned. Like, it really bothered him that was the narrative that his team had fallen off.
Yeah.
And they showed it. They right. showed it. So, all right. And I'm sorry. I don't know how we took us there. My bad. Had an intense Bruce Pearl moment.
No, it's good.
Yeah. Okay. Baseball tonight, hopefully. Hey, look, if you see us in Birmingham, we may need energy drinks today. Like, if we're sitting around waiting to find out whether or not we play.
Yeah. Load up on the C4s, my friend.
Do you have any questions you would like me to ask Alex Golish at our luncheon today?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Like in an official capacity or like sitting with them off the record?
I don't know if I'll get to sit with him off the record. I think it'll all be in an official.
I don't know if it'd be like a Tiger Talk set up or not.
Yeah, it's a like a sponsor luncheon thing.
If it's like a public question, you know.
Yeah,
there's a lot of talk about like violence.
Yeah.
Okay. How are you instilling that culturally?
Okay, I like that question. I didn't put it on my pre-approved list, but maybe I can add it. I'll check.
Yeah, make sure it gets approved before you ask.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right. I don't have anything else today. Do you have anything else on your mind?
It's a Golden Flake luncheon, right?
Yes.
Ask him his favorite Golden Flake chip.
That's on the list.
I'm sure he'll be ready for that one.
What's your favorite potato chip flavor of all time?
I like spicy nacho.
Okay.
I like sour cream and onion.
Yeah.
Barbecue really depends on the brand.
Sure.
Barbecue, yeah, I feel like, isn't as consistent as the others, and that's good and bad.
Right. Much like barbecue. Barbecue is different from place to place.
Good point.
So barbecue chips are different.
Good point. What is your favorite flavor of chip?
Cheddar and sour cream. Cheddar and sour cream is the walking dog of all potato chip flavors.
I've only had that in the form of Ruffles.
Yep. They're good. They're good. I've had the Golden Flake variety. I've had the Lay's variety. Basically, I don't turn down a cheddar and sour cream chip. Let us know in the comments below.
All right. That does it for today's show.